Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. We're continuing on in a message I've entitled, How to Encourage Yourself in the Lord. And we've been looking at 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, which talks about a tragic experience in the life of David and his mighty men. They had gone with King Achish to battle, and the lords of the Philistines, when they saw them in the company of Achish, king of Gath, they said, What are they doing here? And they refused their services, and they were commanded to return to Ziklag, where they were staying. David was there a year and 4 months, because the Philistines were afraid that they would be unloyal to their cause and go over and fight for the Israelites. And by that way, David could reconcile himself to Saul, his master. However, when they got back to Ziklag, they found the worst possible scenario happened. The town was burned, their belongings, and most tragic of all, their loved ones were taken, wives, sons, and daughters. And it said, these mighty men of valor wept until they had no power to weep. And David was greatly distressed, because they talked of stoning him. They put the blame on him. And people that are hurt, they're always looking for a scapegoat. David, you know, they could say, well, you know, if you're our leader, you should know what God wanted us to do. And God certainly wasn't in that. Otherwise, He would have protected us. This never would have happened. You can just hear the accusation and the condemnation that would have been arrayed against him. But David, it says, encouraged himself in the Lord. And he sought God, and he had the priest come and bring the ephod, and they sought the Lord, and the Lord said, go, you will recover all. And that's exactly what happened. So we're learning three things that we can do to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Number one is, go to the Lord. Don't look to others for encouragement. If they encourage you, that's wonderful. It is wonderful and a blessing to receive a good word, something that just lifts your heart. But there'll be times you may not be able to have any of that. You might feel everyone's turned against you, but God never will. Secondly, and that is to pour out your heart to God. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. God wants us to be real with Him. It's the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man that avails much. And so, beloved, when we go through the Psalms, we see how David expressed his feelings. I mean, he's pretty strong in some of them. In verse 9 of Psalm 59, he says, because of his strength, before that he says, thou shalt have all the heathen in derision, I will wait upon thee, for God is my defense. Consume them in thy wrath. In verse 13 he says, consume them, that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Let them wander up and down for meat and grudge if they be not satisfied. And what he is praying is not vengeance on his enemy, but that God's righteousness be vindicated. Remember, Jeremiah, he made his complaint to the Lord. And also, Jesus, he sweat great drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he expressed his soul, his feelings to his Father. He said, Father, all things are possible with you. Let this cup pass from me. However, in perfect obedience, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And, you know, beloved, we're living in very difficult times. And today, we use a euphemism for a trial or difficulty or unpleasant situation. We call them challenges. You know, we don't want to speak anything negative, you know. And I looked up the definition of challenge. I'm going to give you the noun and the verb, or the adjective, rather. The noun, a challenge, basically is a summons that is often threatening, provocative, stimulating, or inciting, especially to summon to a duel or an invitation to compete in a sport. We can understand that. But to say something is a challenge or challenging, that adjective means arousing competitive interest, thought, or action. Arousing competitive interest, thought, or action, invitingly provocative, fascinating. Well, my dear, you might be going through some invitingly provocative, fascinating situations, but I can say that I have been through some afflictions. I have known some very dark and distressing times in my life. The Lord never left me. I never walked away from Him, but my soul was grieved within me. My Bible tells me that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. That's Psalm 34 and 19. Now, afflict, what does it mean to afflict or afflictions? That verb means to distress so severely so as to cause persistent suffering or anguish. A synonym or similar word for afflict is to try, to torment, torture, rack. The noun form means a cause of persistent pain or distress, great suffering. Beloved, we as Christians, in the hours in which we are living, we're living in a time of great distress. Beloved, just recently we had 70 Pakistani Christians killed, over 300 wounded at an Easter celebration. Beloved, Christians, our brothers and sisters around the world, are paying for their faith with their life. We are in difficult times, and many of God's choicest vessels have had loved ones, homes, possessions, health, reputation stripped from them, but yet they're able to say, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. You know, I'd like to just, the Lord quickened Psalm 77. And that is one of my favorite psalms. It begins, it's a psalm of Asaph, and he begins by saying, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Some of you might be feeling that way even this day. He remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled, I cannot speak. We don't know the details of his situation, but you might be able to relate. There have been times you may have been in that condition, and or maybe even at this moment. And he goes on to ask questions of the Lord. He said, will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? He's asking, he's like, why aren't you moving, God? Why aren't you helping? You might feel that way. You might be in a situation right now. You've prayed and prayed and you're exhausted and you're weary and you just don't know what to do anymore. Then He gives us a resolution. And I said, This is my infirmity. And I'm reading the King James. I particularly love that because I feel that's really what the Holy Spirit wants to say. I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Other translations say, this is my grief that the hand of the Lord of the Almighty has changed. Well, Scripture tells us that God does not change. But what this verse says is, to my heart anyway, he's saying, this is where I'm at. I'm so troubled. I can't speak. My soul is overwhelmed within me. I'm at the end of myself. Yet, this is where I'm at, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. What does that mean? That's the third point I'd like to share with you, how to encourage yourself in the Lord, to look to God alone for encouragement. If He sends others to encourage you, fine and wonderful. To pour out your heart to God, and then thirdly, to remember His past goodness and faithfulness. He goes on in verse 11 to say, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Psalm 106, 2 and 21 says, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? We see a reference in that psalm to Israel. They made a golden calf in Horeb. They worshiped the golden image. And it says in verse 21 of that psalm, they forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham. Psalm 13 says, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? And the end of that psalm, you see throughout the psalms, they're honest, they're pouring out their hearts, but they always turn it around, coming back to the Lord. It concludes with, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. So, beloved, remember. Remember what God has done for you in the past. He's not abandoned you. He's not deserted you. What he has done for others, he will do for you. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by again, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I encourage you to write and share your prayer needs. If the Holy Spirit's moving on you, He has a reason for doing that. I pray over each letter personally that comes in, and I answer it personally. No staff member does that. So I do invite you to write. I look forward to hearing from you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.